right now. This is kind of just a fun little thing. What is the worst song and why? What's your worst song and why? We got somebody on the phone who, and I'd love for you to call in. Thanks for all the text messages. We'll get to as many as we can, but I'd love even more if I got to talk to you on the phone like Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Thanks for taking the time to call in. I know you're busy. What is the worst song and why?
The worst song of all time is definitely Unbelievable, and it's by some band that has letters for names. They're like a one-hit
EMF letter. Or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
something like that. It is the worst song. It just repeats the same word over and over again. They played it all the time on the radio when it first came out, and it just got to the point where I can't hear it anymore.
You can't. You say you're unbelievable. Oh! It's funny because you hate that song, Amy, and you got every right to not like it. I don't mind it. Isn't that funny? It's like some people love key lime pie, and other people are like, bah, key lime pie, gross. Amy, thanks for taking the time to call. Have a good day, all right?
It'll age me, but that song always reminds me of Coyote Ugly.
Yes, that's why I like it so much.
Oh, really?
Because it's one of the biggest songs in that movie.
That's funny. We got a bunch of these on Facebook. April says, anything by Taylor Swift. There are so many reasons to list, but mainly it's just the same redundant song redone over and over. Poor me. I can't keep a man. Wah, wah, wah. I can't stand her voice. I can't stand her auto-tune, et cetera, et cetera. So she doesn't like Taylor Swift, any of them. Okay. However, Eric says, crowd participation has led me to loathe Sweet Caroline. Okay, Eric, thank you. Maria says, Marry You by Bruno Mars. Have you ever listened to the lyrics? Not a love song, just a dumb thing to do, so let's get married. It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you. No, I've never listened to the lyrics on that song. Here's one. Tara. So repetitive. I hate this stupid song. I get
dumbest part. The dumbest part is when it goes,
kissing the night away. Yes. This is funny. Eric says, ironic by that Alanis Morissette. He calls her that Alanis Morissette. If you're going to write a song about a grammatical term, make sure you understand what it means first. Not one lyric that song is an example of irony. I guess that's ironic in and of itself. Yes, this is what you get when a songwriter without a high school education writes a song about a word that they don't understand. It's funny how the entire songwriting team, none of them said, are these really ironic terms? I don't think so.
It seemed ironic.
This one says, Meg says, Happy by Pharrell Williams. That song does just about anything but make a person happy. It pollutes the radio wave. See, I don't mind it. I think it's okay. Our band played it. Okay, we got Megan from Burnsville.
That's a total band song. Like, that's a total crowd pleaser. Like, that's one of those songs you can play in a wedding and kids and old people will dance to it, you know?
It's totally true. Megan in Burnsville, we're talking about the worst song ever. What do you got, Megan?
Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
Yeah, why don't you like that song?
You know, it used to play all the time when I was in high school, and the little background when she's like, it irritated me. It like grated on my nerves, and I heard it randomly the other day, and I forgot how much I hated it.
Isn't that funny?
It really was.
It's kind of like seeing a picture of an ex, and you're like, God, I forgot how much I hated that person.
$10 says she was in a grocery store or a TJ Maxx when she heard that the other day. Where did you hear it play the other day?
I think it was on TV or something randomly, like an old movie.
Usually,
yeah, I just felt instantly angry.
Okay, I'm sorry you felt that way. And like usually that like is the soundtrack of a Home Goods or TJ Maxx or a grocery store.
Yeah. Truly,
so this time of year, it is Christmas every. everywhere. We're in a retail environment.
That's
right
true.
Now.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, Megan. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. We're talking about songs that you just can't stand. Your personal worst song ever. Chris from Maple Grove. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your worst song ever?
It's got to be Friday by Rebecca Black. Worst song ever created, hands down.
Here's the funny thing. I get it. We don't even have a clip of that in our system, but we do have a clip of it.
I think Drake's loading manually.
Oh, it's going to take a second. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
The time is going, ticking on and on. Everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
week. Okay. It's the accent for me.
I don't mind that song. I wouldn't want to hear it, but it's such a cute little, just charming, dumb little kid song.
She could have been a Disney star with that vibe, honestly. That's such a Disney star kind of song.
It totally is. Chris, thanks for the call. What is your least favorite song? This one is from Jody, and she says for her it is...
What does the fox say?
There's certain songs that will just never be a radio hit again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll be listening to Cool 108 and they'll play something from back in the day.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh, that's great. You'll never hear that on Cool 108. Just never going to happen.
Can you hear that song without thinking of Stephen LaTarte? Because I can't.
No, I think of Carson because he made up a sign, a promposal to a girl named Stephanie Fox. And he said, prom, what does the fox say?
Gotcha.
Oh. Yeah. Why does it remind you of Steve LaTarte?
Because he remade that for What the Kids Say.
What the Kids Say.
And he's like, What the Kids Say? Dang, 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 dang. You know his voice he would do?
Okay, this one I agree with. We're talking about worst songs ever. Chris says this song, it's terrible, and it's about a terrible thing. Also has terrible rhythm.
It's really good to hear your voice. Say my name, it sounds so sweet. Coming from the lips of an angel. Hearing those words, it makes me weak.
I get it. I understand.
I love Hinder.
We knew you did.
It's like key lime pie. I tell you, songs are like key lime pie. Some people are like, oh, I love that. And other people are like, gross.
I didn't like the song, but then seeing Jenny get turned on by it made it even less appealing.
What about key lime
was.
Pie? Do you like key lime pie?
I do love key lime pie.
Jenny, like key lime pie?
Love it.
Okay, I do too. This is, I agree with this one. Stephanie in Oak River. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Give me your song that you just can't stand.
Oh, my gosh. It's Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston.
Why do you not like this song?
It's just a bad song altogether. I mean, it's like a happy beat, but he's singing off-pitch suicidal verse half of the song.
He does. He goes suicidal.
When I listen to the song.
I didn't like that either just for that reason, because it's like, that's not a funny, happy little thing.
But it was one of those at the time where you, like, it wasn't as looked down upon. Now we would never play a version of the song like that.
Yeah, that song should be banned forever. Thank you, Stephanie. Have a good day.
You too.
Got a few more of these. Akon. Katie says, Akon, worst song ever is Lonely.
We agree then, Katie.
That's what Fallon said. She said, I'll never understand the appeal of that super synth voice sound. I'd rather listen to my dog lick itself.
Oh, well, life came crashing and I'm so lonely. So lonely.
He threw a person off the stage, so I'm pretty sure it's because he couldn't handle that song anymore either.
The guy got up on stage and just tried to love what the Akon just couldn't handle it anymore.
Akon went through he went through a phase where he was on
everything,
every single song, he was featured on every track, and then he just started getting real sketchy and then like kind of losing it, and he like threw a fan off the stage.
He did, like picked him up and heaved him off the stage,
and that was the last time I saw Akon.
Nate up in Blaine. Nate, what song do you not like? We're talking about songs, the worst song in the world, and we're just having fun with them, not trying to, like, change anybody's mind.
No.
What's your worst song, Nate? What do you got?
So this is for Jenny. This is a guy that pissed on somebody's head a couple days ago. Any frickin' song by Blink 182.
Who peed on somebody's head?
I did. When we called up, a couple days ago, I peed on somebody's head for...
we were doing horror sleepover stories.
Oh, I remember you. Yep, okay. Out of you got to understand, Nate, out of context, that sounded really alarming. Like,
yeah,
hey,
Nate.
I just want to let Jenny know I peed on somebody's head. What? Now it was a sleepover horror story. I get it.
Yeah, I remember you,
and they
Nate.
They were playing Blink 182.
Yes, all right. Here's your song that you can't stand anything from this band. Isn't it funny? Because I like that song. Our band Emergency Shoeshine used to play it very badly. Carrie, you're gonna annoy Fallon. Fallon loves this song. What is the song, Carrie?
Sorry to hear that.
She loves it. What is your song that you can't stand and why?
I can't stand the song "Mbop" by the Hanson Brothers. I was 17 when it came out in the Army, and my maiden name was Hanson. So everybody I walked past that saw my name tag called me Mbop.
I understand then.
Yeah,
yeah,
that would do it. Yeah. Just to torture you one more time. What's worse, a 10-mile run or Hanson's Mbop?
Oh, Mbop, every day.
Anytime.
Oh.
Hey. By the way, thanks for your service and thanks for listening to KDWB. We had a couple of more Big Energy by Lotto.
You love that one, Dave.
Well, I heard it on my elliptical, which is kind of like your Peloton where they pump in music. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this song's really good. And like 2 days later, we're playing it on KDWB. And I like the song, but I guess the lyrics are really bad. Because she's not singing big, big energy. She's singing about big.
A lot of lyrics are filthy on all songs. Jenny and I like it, you know.
Tom says, now living my life all anxious fear, and I'll never stack up to that BDE.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of more. Olivia says this one because it's creepy AF. It is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catchy, though. This one, John says, that song by Lee Greenwood. It's sentimental. It's garbage. As a veteran, I cringe every time I hear that song is played.
That I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
I'm tired of hearing it, but I like it. I don't dislike that song. I'm tired of hearing it. I don't care if I never hear it again.
I honestly don't hear it enough for it to really bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's one of those songs that I can really demonstrate my vocal ability, so I do like that.
Don't demonstrate.
Oh,
I know
no.
you want to.
No.
Dave was the one about to do it. To. I just saw him take a breath and puff his chest like you were going to do it, weren't
like
you?
Like sing it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was talking about your vocal ability. No.
Oh. How dare you?
I know. Let's move on. Let's go to Cassie. We're going to wrap this up in a second, Cassie, but there is an overabundance of legitimate reasons why people don't like certain songs. Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
Is it snowing in Hudson? What's it doing in Hudson right now?
It is. Well, I'm actually driving to work in Maplewood, and it is snowing.
It snowed like 4 days in a row now. It's crazy. What is a song that you can't stand anymore?
Cupid Shuffle.
Cupid Shuffle. I have a little trouble remembering, but why don't you like that song?
It's just like this new age line dance, and I don't know. It drives me insane.
Guess what? Here it is.
We got a brand new dance.
Okay. I don't remember that song. Was that a radio hit song?
I don't remember. I just know that it's always on, like, at the bar.
Yeah.
It's just obnoxious.
It's a huge wedding song.
And it makes sense.
Went on to audition for The Voice a couple years ago, and I felt so bad for him because he had this big song, and then his career went nowhere after that.
You feel bad for him, then.
Thanks, Jenny. Hey, have a good day. Cassie, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for all the calls and texts. I wish we could have gotten to more of these, but obviously... Everybody in the world has a song that they just can't stand. You can post yours on Facebook, The Dave Ryan Show on Facebook.